appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafee Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
giving yourself in the fender what you want. You're gonna make it happen, make it happen. And if you're getting on your knees at night and pray to the Lord, He's gonna make it happen, make it happen.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Favorite guest? I've been asked who my favorite guest is, or who were some of the interviews that really kind of stick out with you, or some kind of variation thereof. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say, in honor of looking at our big milestone of the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's given me some time to reflect, and I wanted to share some of these reflections with you guys, the fans of the broadcast. Let me say, thinking about guests, it gives me that doing the Hair Radio Morning Show is a great joy because I get to live out, meeting my heroes, growing up and listening to amazing singers, watching amazing television actors and movie stars, and then getting an opportunity to literally talk to them, and they know my name. It's been extraordinary. And so to think some of the most influential artists of our time, we've had an opportunity to welcome right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks like, of course, the legendary multi-Grammy award winning We Are the World singer, Miss Dionne Warwick, who worked, of course, on that project with Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, Cyndi Lauper, Diana Ross. The list just goes on and on and on. And so to have this amazing artist, Miss Warwick, to even know who I am, let alone to join me live on the Hair Radio Morning Show for a special interview, was quite remarkable. And now, I had already interviewed Dionne's sister, Didi, who had passed away several years back, and I had interviewed Didi twice, and Didi's voice to me, I never will forget her voice. It sounded so much like Dionne's voice, so this was great. When I had a chance to talk to Dionne prior to me conducting the interview, I remember I had a chance to catch Ms. Warwick's ear, and I said, I interviewed your sister Didi, not once, but twice. And it was always one of my favorite interviews, just the most beautiful voice. And so, they had a big group, the Drinker Sisters and all of that. And so, great thing. So when I'm asked about my favorite guest, Dionne Warwick has to be way up high.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us on this incredible Getting to Know You segment. He goes back quite a bit, and surprisingly, you guys have heard him before right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to bring back to the broadcast one of the original players in the HairRadio.com story, Trucker Ed. Good morning, Trucker Ed. Good morning, my
good
buddy.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. One of the big reasons why I invited you on this morning is I want the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to know all of us, the hosts, the program folks, and I figured the best way to do that was to just talk to the folks who know us best,
That's
folks
right.
in our everyday lives when we turn the mic off at 9 o'clock Eastern and we go about the other parts of our life. And you are one of those members of my extended family, sure, off air. So I have to go back a little bit. And we call you Trucker Ed because you've been on the show and our fans know you as Trucker Ed. Well, Ed and I go back decades. Ed, I don't even know where to begin with the Hair Radio story, but you've been there since the beginning. The beginning.
Yes, I remember that.
What can you share with folks about the early days? Feel free. Go ahead. Don't give too many trade secrets away.
No, not
but
too
Ed
many.
Ed knows everything, so Ed, take it away.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember us back in the day, like we was in Newark, and we had our, you had your office there, and that's where
right.
it all began, down there in Newark.
That's right. And the Ironbound section of Newark.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. It really
was.
I think
it was so much fun back then.
And it was a third floor walk-up, if I recall. It was
I
think it was the third floor, second or third floor. It was way up, many steps. And I remember we didn't start with the Hair Radio Show. We were doing Center Stage. And
right,
we would have on the celebrities like Little Susie and local. They she had a big hit record though back in the day in
freestyle
music.
Oh yeah,
I wish I could
think she was popular back then.
Exactly, she was popular. And we Cece Peniston came and brought her manager.
Oh,
to,
I remember that.
Yes, that was the early
that.
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
Montel
able to shake
Jordan.
Her hand and everything. Oh my
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You remember that? You were you at the office when she came? You're kidding.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there when she came.
Wow.
Yeah,
I forgot you were there.
Wow.
Yeah,
it
she
was awesome
so,
to meet her.
Just she was beautiful. Still is.
Yes.
And her manager, quite a nice fella. And we all were. Ed, I don't know if you remember this, but they used to. We had our office on the third floor. And next to us were these guys who did the weather. That's all they did.
Oh, remember
for
that?
Radio.
Yeah,
remember the?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they gave me the microphone to use for Cece Peniston's interview, her very first interview, not the one that you guys hear now on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But the very, very first time she ever did our show. And we were all huddled around one mic, literally all huddled around one microphone. I'll never forget it.
That's the beginning of Hair Radio, man.
That was the beginning of Hair Radio. And she arrived in a big limo. Do you remember? She arrived in a big limo.
Oh, yeah, remember
that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was just fantastic. I loved it. It was really a great time. And
yeah,
I think. If I recall correctly, I remember coming back from Los Angeles in the mid-90s, and I remember we first kind of, like I said, we were doing Center Stage, and then we started the Hair Radio Show. But I took the Fluff the Bear monies. Remember, I started Fluff the Bear out of California.
Yeah, Fluff the Bear, yeah.
Exactly. And when I came back to the East Coast, I opened up the office space. And remember, I had Esther was one of my assistants.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
we had.
It was so much fun.
Oh, it was great. And then I think we had about 17 people, sales reps. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was so busy. Everybody was coming and going. And we were producing the radio shows. And I just remember walking to the station. Mm-hmm. Down across from Penn Station in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, I was about to say that. Yeah, I remember that.
Remember
that?
That
was the AM station.
Exactly. It was NJR. NJR. It was way up, and it was a beautiful building. It still is down there in Newark, New Jersey, Newark.
Yeah.
And it was just, we would go up the beautiful elevator. It was just gorgeous. It was a brand new building.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah.
It was really nice. I mean, we were like big time stars going to the radio
station.
Yeah,
I know. I remember that.
It was nice because we would walk from our production office to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
Yeah,
and at
yeah.
the time, I don't know if you remember this part, Ed. I was living in Montclair, New Jersey. Which is northern New Jersey, outside of New York. And I remember that I had a limo account. And the limo, the same folks that picked up Cece, came down and they would drive me to work every day from Montclair. So they would literally come to the house in Montclair, New Jersey, pick me up, and bring me to the office. And they would be on our show. That's how we – it was – let me tell you something. It was a fabulous –
fabulous time. Yeah.
Yes.
I remember you giving me assignments like when we was at the radio station in Newark and I had to do a couple of commercials for you.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was nervous. I was like, oh, I hope I get this right.
Well, I remember you guys out there are gonna love this. I remember one of the first accounts we had who had a pizzeria in Harrison, New Jersey, which is right outside of New York, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, Nino's Pizzeria.
My God, I can't believe you remember
that
business.
Nino's Pizzeria, and it's still there.
Now, this is going back to the 90s, folks.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you were the voice of that, the very first commercial we ever did on the Hair Radio Show. Or any, I think that those times we were Center Stage before we even got there.
Yeah.
I think we were doing Hair Radio once in a blue moon at that time. It wasn't Hair right. Radio hadn't taken over everything at that point. But I remember you did the commercial, and you had a famous tagline. Now, this is an Italian restaurant, and let me tell you, folks, it was so great because they welcomed our entire staff, and we had a staff. We had Stuart and Gary, Ed, myself, Esther. So I had assistants and folks that would help with production and watched over the salespeople, and we would all head over to the pizzeria. And they were just absolutely fantastic. And I remember that. I remember it well. And do you remember your famous tagline from the commercial?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
I'm going to tell you guys what it is.
I know you know what it is.
I remember it was, you know, come to Nino's Pizzeria because we making a pizza. And so Ed, what do you want to tell folks that they may not know about me? You know, I've known you for quite a few. I'm not going to say how many years exactly, but it's been a couple.
I know.
But what you might want people to know about who I am? You know me well.
Oh, Kerry Hines. Kerry Hines. Yeah. I tell you, he is the most honest person, most friendliest person. I can't say it. He's just one of those guys that you would just love to meet, love to hang out with, and you would just have a ball.
Thank you, Ed.
Just have a
ball. I appreciate that. And I say the same thing about you. You have lived your life in these decades in a very admirable way. You're a great family man. You have always been. And it has been inspirational. So I'm very proud of you. And I love that over the years, when our lives have had a chance to cross paths, because you've, like I said, you've literally been on our show and talked about the strangest of things, Ed.
Right.
I remember. It was all over the news. I remember this story. There was the guy who you had a crazy, crazy loon bug living on your street. Do you remember that?
This was not all that long ago.
And I remember it was all over television because he had threatened the people who lived, I think, a few doors down from you. And you guys had come home from dinner and saw all the TV cameras and news people because he used to say some real inflammatory stuff. But let me tell you something. Trucker Ed, you reported everything for us, gave us exclusive content. Our fans loved it. They loved
it.
It
was an exciting day that day.
Exactly. And one of the other things that always comes to mind about you in recent times, with all the, you know, pandemic talk and the prices going up with the, you know, things that's happening overseas, the truck, you know, there was a big bottleneck and things were backed up. And so we had a chance to talk to you and get your opinion about how things and just hanging on in there. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of all the fans of Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show, hairradio.com. The Listening Group Publishing, which was my original publishing company, started in Los Angeles, moved to the East Coast. Our Fluff the Bear folks, Anja.
Oh, Fluff the Bear. Yeah. Yes. Fluff the Bear.
Oh, yeah. Fluff the Bear started it all. 3,000 miles away and many, many, many moons ago. But I have to say you've been one of the constants, Ed, and
I very much
appreciate you. So so I want you to just be part as we continue on this journey. This is just, I call this the middle part. We still got a long way to go.
Yeah,
so,
still got a long way to go. Yeah.
Long way to go. So thank you so much for being my friend, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You're my best friend, man. I tell you.
Likewise, buddy. All right, folks. Fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, you've heard it right from Trucker Ed and Gary Hines. We will be back. Stay with us. We've got more to go this morning. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage, and moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Right now, it's a very special moment for me personally. And I'm just so excited to bring this next guest back to the show. It's been a couple of years, and we're going to talk about some things here. So I think you guys need to hold on to your seat. I think she's a whirlwind. She is a force out there. We loved having her on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Going to get into a whole bunch of that. It is my great honor to bring back to the line one of our greatest co-hosts of all time, and my present company, present co-host, no shade on her part. That's another Nicole. We'll talk about all that wonderful good stuff in just a bit. We're going to be joined by Nicole Marie at about 8:30 this morning, and she's coming in as well, like a gale force. But right now we're bringing to the line the one and only LaSonya Nicole. LaSonya, welcome
morning,
back
good morning.
To the Hair Radio Morning Show. My God,
good
I never
morning,
thought I'd
Carrie.
Say that again.
Good morning to the Hair Radio Morning Show world out
yeah.
there.
Is that not
thank you for having me back and having me to join you today.
Well, it's a great pleasure. It really is. LaSonya, I got to go back a little bit. I've got to remind everybody just how incredible you were here on this broadcast. It goes back a little bit, and I remember, LaSonia, you and I, we did a lot. And back then, the shows were, Hair Radio has always kind of morphed along with the times and the people. You know, every set of energy is different for the show. So when you were on the show, it was crazy what was happening in the hair business, if you remember. I think this was, were we in the pandemic or was it, I think it had just
Yeah, the pandemic was really just kicking off. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. It was crazy. One of my favorite times, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, was the Nurse Leslie. Do you remember that? Remember Nurse Leslie?
Did
a whole piece. Yeah, from,
she was doing with Barberside, right?
You got a good memory. Okay, yes. So, got to catch up. You know, we got a lot to talk about. So we're going to have you with us for the hour. You're going to get to mix it up with another famous Nicole here, Nicole Marie. So we are so excited. And I couldn't be happier to have these incredible two women, accomplished ladies in their own right, to meet officially right here live on the air. You guys are going to be witness to all of that. But first, LaSonia Nicole, let's talk a little bit about the great LaSonia Nicole. Let's go to first. Now, I remember where you're based out of. Well, do you remember what I used to call you? I don't think she remembers this. I give everybody a queen name here on the show. You had a queen name. So if you don't remember, I'm going to hold you. I'm not going to mention it until the very end of this show today. So you'll have to stay tuned if you don't recall. Okay, so we'll talk about that. And but let's talk about where are you based out of? Weren't you in like the Maryland area somewhere?
I surely am, what we call the great DMV, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. So I am in the DMV.
Listen, do you remember every show we talked about this? I still have people asking, what is the DMV? I think I just responded to that about a week or so ago on the show. Still, all these years later.
I am in the DMV. That's what we run. That's just a simple way to say it. You know, I'm actually like kind of like right in the middle of all of that. So
okay.
That's where I am.
Wow.
Directly stationed outside of Baltimore.
Wow. Well, what I recall most, now you're a hairstylist, and we're going to remind everybody about that. So that was always great to have you on and talk, and we would do little things. Let's ask you, what do you remember about being, because it's been a while. It's been a while. So what do you remember most about the Hair Radio Morning Show? And it's okay, you can hurt my feelings this morning. All right, folks, it is Tuesday morning, August 16th of 2022. It's about 6:34 in the morning. I'm Carrie Hines, and yes, we are live this morning. What you're listening to is a wonderful interview from last week, in which we welcome back one of our former co-hosts and colleagues in the industry, Ms. LaSonia Nicole. So we want you to stay tuned. We've got a whole lot more to go this morning, and we have a lot more live talk on the way mid-show. You don't want to miss it. Coming up in the spotlight in the first half hour, so about 8 o'clock, which is like our third hour of the day, we're catching up with one of the fan favorite guests. We'll kind of tell you a little bit more about that a little later this morning. And then, of course, we have another special surprise, folks, calling us up. And then 8:30 Eastern time, of course, it's time to catch up with Michael Hopkins and Vet Talk Radio Show. But right now, we're going to get back to more with LaSonia Nicole's return, and stay with us. We've got, like I said, a lot more to get to this morning. I'm live from New York. Again, this is Carrie Hines. Here's more with LaSonia.
wow. You know, most
wow. Yeah. Well, you know what? We were really 60 minutes for the hair. We really were for the hair people. We were like the TV. You know how the 60 minute TV show, the news thing goes on, you know, goes in
Sundays
here. Well, we were doing just that. We had brought up a lot of amazing topics, as you just reminded us. And we just brought everybody together. Everybody had an opinion. Everybody was really outspoken. We had folks that were on from different aspects of the hair industry and other folks who joined us, as you mentioned, some amazing folks. I had forgotten that. I didn't even remember that that was the time of Self-Made. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It doesn't seem like it's been that long ago for Self-Made, but, yeah, I guess you hit it on the head. So now I have to talk a little bit of Sonya Nicole. It's so it's just, you know, I'm just pivoting now from Nicole to Nicole. So what about the family? How is your incredible family? We've got to shout them all out this morning and all that wonderful good stuff. So how's everybody?
How's
your wonderful husband doing? The kids, everybody. We want to hear it.
Yeah, they are doing absolutely wonderful. My husband is doing great. My 15 and 16 year old now.
We've got to give
them
a shout out this morning.
Yeah, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah,
Mr. Thomas is doing great. My two guys, they are the 15 and 16 year old. They are, I call them LG, life is good. They're living their absolute best lives as long as they're
like
on the diamond.
Brand.
Life is great.
Yeah. I remember that.
As long as they're on that diamond, they're on that diamond pretty much 365 days out the year. So they're extremely happy when they're on that diamond or in their room playing on the game system, you know. Life is great for them.
Well,
and then,
it's
my mom
great
is good.
You too.
I think it's a little greater for them. I mean, I want to be like them. They have no stresses, no thoughts in the world. You know, my daughter is back from.
My daughter
is back from West Virginia. My son is traveling the world, out on a ship in the Navy, all over the place. So he's
really
enjoying that life.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's changed a lot.
Well, for the family, what you're telling me now is drastically different than I remember.
In 2020, my son was on the ship. My daughter was in West Virginia, and the boys were still playing baseball.
That I remember. I remember you had your daughter in West Virginia. And I remember one of the big things that jumps out at me is that I always call, because you were right there. You were one of those incredible moms who was very hands-on and a part of your family's life. You're not just somebody who phones it in. And I've always respected that. Birthdays always meant a lot to LaSonya Nicole. I was paying attention.
Oh, they
many
still are,
though,
like, huge. Like, birthdays are. Yeah, they're always going to be huge. Like, they are, like, huge. Like, my 16-year-old just had this huge 16th birthday party that people are still talking about. People wanted to know, like, how I pulled this off, what I did, you know. Birthdays to me are like Christmas. Like, I don't go all out for Christmas. Well, I go all out for friends and family for Christmas, but I don't go all out for my household for Christmas. But your birthday, it's almost like the world is yours. Like, you know, you name it, you're going to get it on your birthday.
And
that's
you know what, LaSonya Nicole, I kind of feel the same way. You know, I really do. I've always loved birthdays. Now, I don't expect much for, you know, people giving me, although I will say this, I'm raising my hand. In 2 days, I will be celebrating my 35th, or was it the 40th?
You'll be celebrating the anniversary of your 35th birthday. I got it.
Now you see, this is the LaSonya Nicole I remember with those wonderful zingers. Yes, I'll be selling the anniversary, but I love that. That's true. So birthdays, they do mean something. And that was always something that always resonated. I always appreciated that about you as well. You're big on family. Now, what's going on in the way? Well, hold it. Before we get into the hair care side and all that wonderful good stuff, It is so nice to have you back. It is. I remember there, I don't know, for me, there's one song that I always used to play on, like, I think you did something on Wednesdays, I think, and I always had in the song about my, the hair song, the NDIRE song, which I'm going to put that on
today. Oh, NDIRE, I'm not my hair.
Yeah. That was
I love that song. That used to be my ringtone for a long time. Yes, I Am Not My Hair by NDIRE.
Well, listen, what we're going to do, we're going to take a little tiny music break with Miss NDIRE and all that is great about that song. I do have that song on our little playlist here this morning just for you. And I think that'll be really nice. And then when we come back, we're going to get some time in with my current co-host. Her name is Nicole Marie, and she is out of Water Valley, Mississippi. So she's in Central Time Zone. And she is accomplished in her own right, being a sitting member of her city council down there. So we're going to talk to her. We're going to introduce you to Incredible Nicoles. That's what I call you both this morning on the show. And so we're going to have some fun and just enjoy ourselves. So stay with us, everybody. We got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. We'll be right back. Here's I Am Not My Hair. Okay. Stay with us.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15 when it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations. No, no. Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectation, no.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. On national television, diamond eyes are sparkling, bald headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, hey, hey,
I am not my hair.
I am not my hair.
I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no.
If I wanna wear it braided all down my back, I don't see nothing wrong.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, we're back live. It is our Spotlight Hour. It's Wednesday, August 10th of 2022. We're counting down the days here. Well, I'm counting down a couple things, mainly my birthday on Friday, August 12th of 2000. Okay, it is Tuesday morning, actually, of August 16th of 2022. That's about 6:48 in the morning. We are live this morning. We are replaying one of our great and favorite interviews in recent times, and that is, of course, with the return last week of Miss LaSonya Nicole, one of my former co-hosts right here on this very broadcast. So it was a great time to kind of reflect and remember. So we thought you guys had would love a little replay this morning. And then coming up mid-show, so within about 20 minutes or so, we'll be moving to quite a bit of live talk this morning. We have a lot to catch up with. A very special Vet Talk radio show coming up at about 8:30 Eastern. Before that, we have some great guests in the spotlight around 8 a.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Central. So we want you to keep it right here on this Tuesday morning in New York. It's a little on the cold side. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about so much more. Right now, we'll get back to more with this very special return to the broadcast of Miss LaSonya Nicole, as we are joined by my current co-star, Miss Nicole Marie. We'll talk after this.
Hey, with the name Nicole, hey, can't go wrong.
I know, right?
Well, good women.
Yes, absolutely. Now hold it, Nicole Marie. I gotta get this together this morning. Nicole Marie, I know. You know, I don't know if you had heard a little bit. I think you had heard that LaSonya Nicole was on the show, because I think when you came to the show, Nicole Marie, you had heard that there was a Nicole, I believe, had been on the show.
Yeah, I did.
What did you? What? How did all that happen? Because I don't think we ever really talked about it.
It was mentioned in during our one of our conversations, but then I also heard a previous interview about her.
That
you had done. Yes, previous interview. Let me mention from that interview that my family also calls me Nikki as well.
Oh,
wow.
In that interview, in the interview where you were saying that your family calls you Nikki, and your name is Nikki, you know, Nikki Nick, but your family calls you Nikki.
Oh.
So, and mine does too.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. Growing up, that was my name, Nikki. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
That is exactly how it is.
and I talked to both of you, I can hear similarities, which I guess is something subconscious that I had. I didn't even think I had that. But I'm so grateful. And LaSonya, I have to say, you know, just in having you on the show, we've had a lot of great co-hosts. We have. A lot of amazing women have been on the show. And guys. We've also had some male guys who have been on the show as well. But I have to say, I enjoyed the time. Like you said, and I have to tell you, LaSonya, you were right. It was some heavy things going on when we did those shows. Like, we were really heavy in society at that time. And I had forgotten that it was that we came through all of that. We were on and going hard. And some of those conversations.
That was a difficult time period.
It was really
It absolutely
hard.
Was. It absolutely was.
It was tough.
You know, it was definitely a reckoning period of time, a reckoning and an awakening.
Yeah. One of my things I remember on those Fridays, we would go in, like literally go in. And Cheryl, and I don't know if you remember this, LaSonya Nicole, because I didn't mention it to you, but her dad, Cheryl Morrow's dad. Cheryl was on with us when we did that. What was it called? The Annie the Madam C.J. Walker, the Rise. What was the name of that Netflix show?
Self-Made.
Thank you. She was our guest, and I think we did a nighttime version or something. We did something special.
Yeah, we
and
done
Cheryl,
night version.
We used to do nighttime versions all the time, I think, back then. And we haven't done it since. So we're going to have to really do something like that. We used to do a lot of that. And Cheryl came on, and she stirred the pot. We were, you know, it was supposed to have been we were promoting, helping to promote the Netflix show called Self-Made. And it's still out there, I think, on Netflix. I don't...
Watch
Netflix all that much, but I think it's still out there somehow if you haven't seen it. And our guest, you know, remember the lady behind it is a friend of ours as well, and she's been on my show and at my live events as well. The wonderful lady who wrote she wrote the book that the movie is based on. So, and she's the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker herself. So, you know, I don't think I will ever forget that. So we're talking about Lilia Bundles. So we had to be nice, but when the movie came out and Cheryl was on and we had this big panel, they kind of shredded the movie. She went in on it. You guys can play it back, But it was really, we had a great time. And everybody, because this show is about just being yourself, it's hard to explain what the Hair Radio Morning Show is because we are all on it. This is who we are, but it's a version of us. I think I'm the only person who actually lives Hair Radio 24 hours a day. But for the most part.
Well, I would agree with that.
Okay, I didn't expect to have you two ladies
joining
forces now. That's kind of true. I really do. I think I live with this every day. So so it was really interesting. Now, Cheryl Morrow's dad, of course, is the late, great Willie Morrow, who just died. It was all over the news. He's the one who created that hair pick type thing that sold so much out there in the world.
Right.
So we are tipping our hat to him and to Cheryl, who's still, now she's back in San Diego area out in California, and she's heading up his magazine and, you know, just doing so many things to continue his legacy. So that's all I want to say on that. So now, LaSonya, so what's going on in the hair business? So now, are you still doing hair? Or are you still working in the hair stuff? Or are you putting that on hold? What's going on with you, LaSonya Nicole, and the hair industry?
To wake up and not do hair would be unheard of. That would be like you waking up and not doing the radio.
That ain't going to happen. That's true. Thank you for that.
But for LaSonya, I don't just do hair. That's not, you know,
what I like to classify it as. I really do educate the consumers and stylists. It's really a strong focus in hair care for me. That's where my passion is. That's where my heart is, you know, getting people to understand that protective styles are not always protective, the health and the health of the hair, the health of the scalp. And so since I'm doing the Hair Radio Morning Show, I opened up a new salon in our big Westfield Mall in Annapolis.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I have a salon in Annapolis Mall that's doing really well. It's called Salon MW. So that's salon, then the letter M, the word double, and the letter U. And that is my baby. We have multiple stylists that are coming in. I really wanted to be in a different area, and I really wanted to focus on merging the gap in the, you know, a lot of times hair is pretty, you know, kind of segregated, you know. Typically, black folks go to a black salon, white folks go to a white salon, and so forth and so forth. And I really wanted to be in an area to be able to merge that. And that's why I chose to go into Annapolis Mall. We focus
now,
a lot on...
Have you been able to do just that? Has it worked out?
Yes.
Okay.
It's great. You know, in the morning you have the walkers that come in. You know, we do a lot of extensions. So we are certified in quite a few extension methods inside the salon. So it has been really, really great. I'm not quite sure. I didn't go to Annapolis a long time ago, but I love it. I absolutely love it. And just one brief thing, like I was struggling with a name for the salon, and I could not come up with a name. And
wasn't
I had, you know, like
the name
I was.
Not Carrie Hines?
It wasn't speaking to me at that point in time. But to that point is how I got to Salon MW. So my family's last name is McGriff Wallace, and so we go by the MWs all the time. But I was listening to a podcast, and in this podcast, it was speaking about how as black people, we always take our money from our family and we give it to another family. It was talking about how, you know, like Walmart is named after the Waltons and Maybach, or you take your money and you give it to Wells Fargo, who is two different families. And so from listening to that podcast, I was like, yeah, I'm going to leave money for my family. And that's how I came up with the Salon MW. But double is spelled out just to have a little, you know, twist on the MW.
So
it's named after my family. It's named after my children, which half is, you know, half of my children. We have a blended family, so half has a last name that starts with the M, and the other half has a last name that starts with the W. And so it was like, yeah, this is going to be our legacy. So we're projecting to open up in another Westfield Mall, and then, you know, we want to continue to open up salons in different places in different Westfield Malls. So that's where we are right now.
I love that. Yes, leaving that legacy with the actual name. I love that. Now, if in your salon, do you focus on all types of hair care? You mentioned the extensions, but do you do natural hair and just everything?
So extensions is not extensions is not what I would necessarily call hair care, but we focus on the health of the hair and the health of the scalp. That is where we focus. Like we have the spa treatments. Like, you know, there's going to be some type of treatment that's always done when you come in that caters to the scalp or caters to your hair. And then from there, it's all about the products that we're putting in your hair and the way. You know, like, for instance, like with our silk press, a lot of people get silk presses all the time, but their hair is damaged. Their curls don't convert back.
Right.
They have a lot of breakage.
Right.
So our process with the silk press, where you have to go through training for it, guarantees that your hair always converts back. You have to know the difference between whether you're using a tourmaline flat iron or whether you're using a ceramic flat iron, because those heat settings need to be different. So that's where we're coming in, focusing on the health of the hair and the health of the scalp. You know, like if your scalp is, like we have machines that can see if the pores in your scalp are blocked or if you have multiple follicles coming out of a pore or just one, or if that follicle is damaged, and so we need to do treatments to get the health of that follicle back or the health of the strands of hair back. So that's what I mean when I say we focus on the health of the hair and the health of the scalp, because you can't have healthy hair when you don't have a healthy foundation.
Exactly. And
right, that's where it starts.
I want to jump in and say it's not just, you know, coverings, and I understand
that.
And I get what you're saying.
And, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, they are healthy hair care, but what does that mean? What does it mean to have healthy hair care? It's not just, you know, like even when we do extensions, there's a proper way to put extensions in, and then there is a way that when you put extensions in, as we see a lot of times now, people come out of extensions and weaves and don't have any edges. So what is it that you do to prevent and make sure that that protective style is actually really truly protective? So that's where we come in, and we focus a lot on true hair and scalp care.
Yes.
Right.
I love that. That's what
right.
the Hair Radio Morning Show is about, and highlighting exactly what you just said. Now, I have to say, this reminds me, because you did a lot of tutelage under the great Barry Fletcher. And I hope you guys are still you still stay connected to Barry.
Oh,
we
got to
get him on the show.
Absolutely.
It's been a while.
To the point that we're getting ready to go into Canada. So Canada has just launched their natural hair care program. What's it called? Their prime minister. I forgot what they call their person, but whoever it is, just signed off on it. So they ended up calling me, asking me to teach their natural hair program. So I'll be doing that. So we start that in September.
You know,
so that's been in the process. I will be in Nova Scotia, Nova Scotia Providence area.
Yeah.
So, that's big. That's coming up. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I'm hoping that when you do that, you'll be able to come back on anyway. Yeah, we were just on with the Black Beauty Culture Association folks up there, Samantha and all of them, Samantha Slaughter. And she's a big part of that.
Oh, yeah, that's who I'm, Samantha. That's exactly who I'm working with.
Yeah.
Samantha and I are doing a lot together.
Yeah, she was on the show about a couple weeks ago. So, the hair community is small.
Yeah, it's a very small community.
Yeah, so we love it, and we love you. You're a great person. You've always been very serious about what you're doing. And it was just, it was a very stressful time when you were on. So I just wanted to say that, because we had a lot we were coping with in society. I will never forget having those things on. And I just remember the state of, I think it was Georgia, who went right back on to continue. Everybody else was closed down. I just remember some of these, I mean, they were like crazy moments on the show. It really was quite remarkable how we muddled on through those conversations. And we were on, and LaSonya Nicole, I think you were on like all 3 hours. You were on early. We used to meet.
Mm-hmm.
We had a conference call every morning. Do you remember that?
I do.
And
I absolutely
like
do. Every morning.
It
was probably about 5:45.
Do you remember? Oh, yes. See, I kind of take it easy on Nicole Marie now.
Being in Central Time Zone, the show starts at 5, so I'm, you know.
I give you a little bit of a break. But LaSonya put it in. You really helped to kind of get in all that, and we kind of took. So listen, I'm just going to say this. One thing here. Oh, I got one person who wants to shout out to you. You've got so many people on this morning. And I think I see Queen Treese, who wanted to quickly say something to you, LaSonya Nicole.
Great.
So, Queen Treese, I think I see you here.
Queen Treese, is that you? Can you hear us? You're on with LaSonya Nicole and Nicole Marie and Kara.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Wonderful.
How are you?
Great, great, great.
Okay. All right.
How are you?
Okay, so Queen Treese, what would you like to say?
Yeah.
Is this not nice? Is this a nice treat?
Yes, it is. I want to shout out to the Hair Radio Show, Sonya Nicole and Miss Sonya Marie. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You got all the names all together, but you're doing good. Queen Treese, we love you here on the show. So, LaSonya Nicole, this is what you bring out of folks. So thank you for that, Queen Treese. You guys hear her all the time here on the show, shouting out everybody. So I'm happy to have you back. I'm hoping that we'll get some convos going to kind of get you back. You know, LaSonya Nicole, you need your own thing, honey. You need your own time. We'll talk about all that and see what we can, you know, bring to the listeners on our platform. Which won't interfere with what you got going on. We'll talk off air, but I just wanted to say this has been, to me, it's been remarkable. It really has.
Yeah.
It's been quite remarkable to have you back.
It's always good to connect.
Yeah. And so now, before we let you go, got one more person, our host, Michael Hoppins. He does the vet talk stuff that we got to work in and just, Michael, I always have you to give your last question of the day to our guests. You've been listening to the Nicoles, I'll call them a new singing group, on the show today. LaSonya Nicole, of course, our great guest, is joining us today, and our regular co-host, Nicole Marie. So what, Michael Hoppins, what do you want to say to the Nicoles this morning?
Oh, I have one question, just out of curiosity. I just wanted to know what advice, since you work a co-host with Carrie Hines, what advice do you give to myself, Michael Hoppins, and Nicole Marie working with Carrie Hines? What advice can you give us?
To smile and take a deep breath.
I'm going to get you for that one. Y'all just have
smile
fun
and take
this
a deep
morning.
Breath.
Oh,
smile and take a deep breath.
Well,
okay.
Sound like a plan to me.
Oh, I'm just loving it. Listen,
I love that.
I have to say, this
you
is
get
the
lunch
most
on me today for that question.
Michael, you're going to pay for that one. Okay, we'll get you back on that one. I have to say, this is quite a bit of fun. I really have to say, you always bring it. You always bring the excitement, and this is just the beginning. I'm sorry that 2 years, I think, have gone by, but everything happens when it is supposed to happen. So I'm so grateful for. So what's next real quickly for you, LaSonya Nicole? What's next for you?
I think I'm still going to be in Westfield and continuing to branch out. And I think the next big thing is more traveling.
Ooh.
And educating. That's probably where my passion is. You know, now that we're coming out of this pandemic, I can really get back into traveling, stateside and internationally with our, education.
Absolutely. Well, I think this is going to be just fabulous, and we are looking forward to continuing this story. We want to continue to stay on top of everything that you're doing and your beautiful new salon, which shocked me. I was so happy to hear that. So I can't wait to continue all this wonderful talk. So when you have some time, of course, pass along our well wishes to the family and to everybody, you know, on what's going on here. And from our side, and we're going to continue this. This is a great show to play back, folks. And I've got to say, we're going to have fun. If you missed any part of it, we have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network over at upscalemagazineradio.com. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies.
It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Angela. It is Tuesday morning, August 16th of 2022. It's really great to have you with us as we broadcast live out of Brooklyn, New York. It's a little cool here today. But again, just beautiful, really, on a Tuesday. Again, it's about to... Well, it's about 7:18 in the morning, East Coast time, of course, 6:18 for you guys out in Central. And Michael Hopkins will be joining me just a bit for some live host chat. Wanted to kind of tell you a lot. We've got quite a few things to get into this morning and a very special spotlight hour. And we've got some great guests coming back to the show, or actually I should say great guests coming back at about 8 o'clock, a little after 8 this morning, Eastern time, that is. Then, of course, we've got Vet Talk Radio Show coming up at about 7:30. You don't want to miss any part of that. And as you guys know, Tuesday for us is kind of like our Monday, since we're off from the live three-hour show, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And we return Tuesday for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And this week will be no different. It's our show number 743. Show number 743 as we march towards a 1,000th show. Not all that far off into the distance. So listen, I want to bring to the line a gentleman from Spotsylvania, Virginia, who joins us every Tuesday. It's really, I call it Michael Hopkins Day, because that's technically what it is. He is the illustrious host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, which comes up at about 8:30 Eastern this morning, right here as part of our Hair Radio Morning Show wheel. But joining us, let's just get him on the line. Michael Hopkins, good morning, and welcome to Host Chat on Tuesday morning, August 16th. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Carrie. Hi. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy mid-show.
Yes, happy mid-show to you and all the fans of the broadcast. Also want to welcome our amazing folks over at Upscale Magazine Radio, where we're streaming around the clock 24/7. You can hear some great recent broadcasts of the Hair Radio Show, plus new music and other interviews over there. So great stuff. Michael, as I said, really Tuesday mornings is kind of like our, it's kind of like our Monday mornings because we broadcast live Tuesdays, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which means you can call in and listen during those days or on those days. So Tuesdays are a big, big day back. And for me, it was really huge, Michael Hopkins. Because I got a chance to celebrate me birthday, my birthday. Yeah, so it was really fantastic. I had a great time over the weekend. And what can I say? You know, Hopkins, have you ever had one of those? Well, you spend your birthday surrounded by a big family. For me, it's a little bit more quiet. I did put some pictures up on social media on my, like, Facebook page under Carrie Hines. It should be public. You can go and see that if you can. If not, go to the Hair Radio Online community. I think we have some pictures there as well at HAIRadio.com. It's free to be a member. Michael, great stuff, though, over the weekend. Great stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad that you got a chance to enjoy yourself, to relax.
Yeah, I mean, there was a little bit of that. Mostly, I think I had an opportunity to, and we're going to talk a little bit about this in the next half hour or so, in the next hour, in the spotlight hour. Had an opportunity to take in an amazing show. So really good stuff, and I can't wait. It's really, all I'll say is it's called Patience. You can Google that if you'd like in the meanwhile, but yeah, we'll get into that in the next spotlight hour at coming up between 8 and 8:30 today, right here on the show. So real good stuff. You know, got a lot of
I have to say this was one of those birthdays. Every so often, like for me, Michael, I don't know about you, but I kind of remember the, you know, the responses from everybody. And this time I got so many happy birthdays from everybody, people you had, who you thought had just forgotten you existed. But they contacted us and wished us happy birthday. I even got a couple of cards in, which I was shocked. And it was really nice. It was me and my dog Pepe's birthday, so we both celebrated.
Oh, now that's good.
Yeah, Pepe came to me on my birthday, so his birthday was immediately changed to my birthday. And it was my birthday gift five years ago, I think. So, real good stuff. He's been with me for quite a bit. So, really good things. Yeah, like I said, it was a great weekend. I really cannot complain. I want to thank everybody. Let me just say that. I want to thank everybody for their well wishes. It has meant a lot. And all the comments, I've read just about everyone. I try to thank everybody for their comments, just to say, you know, it's appreciated. Now, also, you know, Michael, we have got to thank the folks who make everything so possible here. We have a boatload of new commercials on the way, and I do mean a boatload of new commercials. So I thought it would be great to take, yeah, I really mean this, to take a moment. The Hair Radio Morning Show wouldn't be here if it weren't for these folks helping to sponsor this program. Things cost moolah. And it's not a secret. It, you know, the way that programming works is through sponsors and advertisers. And what you could do so yourself, please, if you're interested in sponsoring or being a guest or advertising, we say simply go to hairadio.com for all the details and information or to contact our office. So very important. So I got to thank our legacy sponsors, folks like Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Their website is ruggedevo.com. So go check them out, www.ruggedevo.com. Arrington Gavin is the man behind that incredible company, and he has a whole plethora of products for guys like you, Michael, like me.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's Rugged, and we got to get him back on the show. He's a great guest. He's doing a lot of stuff. I think I even saw where he's got some radio shows and things out there of his own that he's working on, and we wish him real well. They are still a big sponsor and part of our Hair Radio Morning Show family, so we love them. We invite you to go check them out at ruggedevo.com. Again, it's Rugged Evolution Beard Care. You've heard their commercials throughout our broadcast. Want to shout out also Ms. Shanta Love. You guys know Shanta. She is the incredible owner of Organic Love Collection. You've heard about her products right here, her incredible shea butter that she talks about. You'll hear the commercial right here if you haven't heard it already. And I'm real excited. Now, we've got some new folks who are joining us also, folks like the Roots Rock Salon out of West Orange, New Jersey. You know Siobhan. She's been with us many, many, many times. The incredible Divine Energy Candles and Blue. You guys know her. She runs the wonderful, we call her the Candle Queen. She'll be joining us hopefully just a little bit. And also the wonderful guests who were on, Michael, did you catch Friday's wonderful spotlight? We had these two folks on, Takia and her daughter, Cammy. And did you happen to hear any of that this past week?
Oh, yes, most definitely. That little young lady at 11 years old and an author and just her mom being a former military. And I was just taken back by both of them. Both of them have bright futures. They really do. You know, the little young lady, I'm thinking, Kamala, look out. Because here comes our next either vice president or president.
Kamala. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
She's going to get you about
it. I was close enough.
Kamala.
Kamala Harris, the VP. I had to think, I'm like, who would, you know, we all had to practice saying her name, Kamala.
This is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she is from a historically black college.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Right. Howard University.
Now, did you know this, though? She dated a famous talk show host from the 90s. And
wow, Carrie. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to hear that. Man, that is really going to be informative.
That is true. So she dated a famous talk show host in the 90s, and we're going to kind of get into that a little bit right here this morning. You know, and I don't know about you, Michael, but for me, I remember, like they said, folks, there was this big post that I put up on social media about, you know, rushing home after school for the kids who remember this. And that was kind of true, rushing in the house, no matter what you were doing, or even at work, sneaking a moment to listen to or to watch these incredible folks like, you know, well, okay, I'll give you one. Okay, I'm going to try to describe. She always wore red glasses. Now, this is a toughie. Red glasses.
My lips are sealed until we do the show.
Okay, something tells me you have an idea who it is. Well, if you look at the posting, you can kind of see her. She's wearing red glasses.
Pretty much.
We're talking about the one and only Sally Jesse Raphael. There were many folks. And for you guys who don't know, let us just kind of spill it a little bit. There was Jenny Jones. You guys
know that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw Jenny Jones looking at some old stuff where she was just a guest on a talk show, on a game show. Like, that's how she kind of broke into show business. Many of them didn't start out with their own talk show. They just kind of became super famous. And, of course, Maury Povich, which I think he literally just wrapped up his last live, you know, current episode of the Father Type Show. He's been on for years. Maury, just after, what has it been, almost 30 years or so? I mean, he's...
Wow.
But Maury
wasn't he married to somebody famous?
What was that again, Michael Hopkins?
Maury Povich. Was he married to somebody famous?
Well, he still is. He's married to TV reporter Connie Chung.
Okay.
Yeah, and they've been out there. You guys remember Connie. She was a network news anchor. And I think she kind of retired a bit on from there. Well, listen, we, as every Tuesday morning, we always. Now, and the big question of the day, do you remember these talk shows of the 90s? So that's the big question. Up next is... we call the Queen of Candles. You guys know her. Her name is Baloo. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to check in with Baloo. Don't move a muscle. Stay right here with us. We'll be right back.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hinds.
All right, we are back live. It's Tuesday morning, August 16th of 2022. It's our show number 743, and of course, Michael Hopkins has been with us live on the air. Nicole Marie will be on a little later on Vet Talk Radio Show at about 8:30 Eastern. So Michael Hopkins, thanks for holding it down out of wonderful, we're going to call it beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Morning again.
Beautiful Spotsylvania.
Okay. And I'm going to have Blue to jump on in. She's down all the way in sunny Florida from Jacksonville. Good morning, Blue, the queen of candles and candle talk and all things smell good in the morning. Good morning to
good
you.
Morning.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank
yes.
you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Michael.
Yes.
Good Great morning, Keri.
All right. Well, Blue, I
how's everyone
jump
today?
Right on. We're doing great. How are you doing down in sunny Florida? And how's
I'm
the weather down
there? Thank you. It is 71 here today. It's a little chilly, and I like it like that.
Oh, I like that.
Pleasant.
That's chilly down there. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's chilly for there.
I
think it's a little bit cooler here in New York. Yeah, it's a little weird that it's so cool, and it's just August. We still got half the summer to go. So, hey, I don't know if you heard this now. We've been talking this morning on the show. Folks have been listening. A little bit of the live host chat this morning is focused on some of the biggest talk show folks from the 90s and maybe a little earlier in some cases. Are you or do you even remember, Blue, any of these talk show folks from that period?
Absolutely. You guys had named one of my favorites. Sally Jesse Raphael. She was, you know, with the red glasses. Y'all talked about her today.
Oh, you heard that. Okay. So, that is
everybody.
Sally Jesse Raphael with the red rim glass. Every day she had on red glasses.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, it was. Yes,
okay,
it was.
But now let me ask you this. Which of those famous 90s hosts dated our current vice president, Miss Kamala Harris? Who can guess on that? Okay, that's
dated.
A toughie.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Ooh,
don't
yeah,
start
that
going
is
to
a
Google.
Toughie.
I can hear those fingers typing now.
Is that why y'all was talking about Montel? Was it him?
Oh. Blue, how did
I
you
had caught
that?
The end. I caught the end. That's why I was like, who dated him? But the only black person I heard y'all talking about was Montel now. So I'm like, hold on, maybe it was Montel.
Well, actually, yes, Montel Williams. He was famous then. Of course, she was not. She was unknown. But, yeah, they dated briefly. It was a while ago, yeah. So could you imagine, you know, dating someone and then they go off and become, like, a vice president of America? Wow.
Right.
Wow.
That's
wow. I remember when.
About the one who got away.
Right. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right.
I
got a good question for you, Carrie. And
what's that?
So what do you call – now, she's the vice president. So
yeah.
What is her husband's title? I've always kind of wondered.
He's
the
first
gentleman.
Gentleman.
Oh, okay. Not the first guy, the first dude.
No,
he's
no,
the
no.
First
gentleman.
Gentleman.
Right. Now, he might be known as the first guy at home.
yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, Michael, you can't stump Kerry Hines.
Oh, no. I should have learned my lesson. I should have learned my lesson.
I'm the man of minutia. I have all that stuff right in my head. Don't have to Google. I am Google. Well, listen, Blue, I want to turn back to you. We've been talking about, we intro you as the Queen of Candles, which is really true. Everybody knows here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we check in with you every day on this. And it is my, you know, I love my candle package that you guys know from Divine Energy Candles. And I just appreciate my favorite scent. So I'll talk about that, but first I'm going to check in with you because Blue gives us a scent of the day, which works so beautifully here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Blue, what do you have for us on this Tuesday morning, August 16th of 2022?
Well, the scent of the day is going to be Angel Wings. It has sweet musk notes and a light floral nuance of jasmine, white flowers, and lilac. Something a little more soft. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, like, Blue, you're starting to win me over on this candle thing.
Well, you maybe you've just won Michael over, but the rest of us have already, you've won over. I don't know where you come up with this, but I just love your, I say this every day, and I really do. I love the description. I love the names of the candles. I love your products. The packaging is lovely. If you guys have not, you have got to just, you know, put some orders in. You can reach out to Blue right now. I think the easiest way is also just to come through us at Hair Radio. We would love to help get some of these candles moving. So please, and when I tell you, they smell amazing. Now, my favorite that I got, bow ties and bourbon. I can't say that enough. So it's not just for ladies that, and listen, let me just say this. We are incredibly proud and support all of the women who have, you know, just taken care of the families, taken care of their spouses and this and that, you know, and we just support them so much. I think your candles, Blue, speak to just getting some relaxing time in for themselves. And that's what, that you know, to me, the candle does. It's so relaxing each morning. I have to have me, you know, as you guys know, I have to have good smelling house. So that's just all I got to say. So what do you
They're
say
made
about
with
that
love. They are made with love, and you can feel it when you burn it.
All right. I'm loving it. So, okay. So now we've been talking about the candle of the month, and we're going to put you on the spot this morning. Have you been thinking about the candle of the month for all of August? And an early one for September. Do you have something in mind at least?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, okay. You want to describe it for us, or are you gonna make us wait a little bit?
For the candle of the month, it's definitely going to be something a little bit on the tropical side, I think.
Wow. Your candles, you just go all over the place with the candles.
I have over 100 fragrances,
Wow.
So,
wow.
I love scents.
One candle for the month.
Exactly,
I love fragrances. See that. I understand that. Wow. Well, listen, I'm just loving all of this. I really am. And we just appreciate you, Blue.
I was going to run your interview, your first time being on the show. Now you're an old pro here, and you just fit right on in with everything that we do just so perfectly. So it's just a great pleasure to have you. So I'm thrilled. So listen, Yeah, of course. Well, we're going to hang out. We've got more talk coming up in just a bit. We'll circle back to some more candle talk in just a few minutes. Speaking of things, I want to take a moment to kind of just remind everybody about this incredible foundation that we started. I told you a little bit about it last week. It's called Traction Alopecia Foundation. And this, you guys kind of remember the word alopecia from all the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, Chris Rock of recent times. The alopecia word is taken front and center, and it's no different with us. We want to say that if a foundation like this existed already, there probably would not have been that big famous slap that happened. So you'll be able to read about the Traction Alopecia Foundation at my website, which is really all new. It's CarrieHinesHairCare.com. That's K-E-R-R-Y-H-I-N-E-S. So, you know, hair care. .com. So I'm so excited about it. And it kind of lends itself to also talking about the Caribbean. We'll get into more of that in just a bit. But it really boils down to education. It's not so much that it's just traction. And again, let me tell you what traction alopecia, just to remind everybody. You know, it's most often associated with African-American women and men for that much, but it could happen to anybody. Anybody could have traction alopecia. Just wearing your hair in the same hairstyle can cause traction alopecia. And it's, like I said, it's usually associated with folks in the community because we have so many different tightly pulled hairstyles that particularly like braids and things like that, and even locks, which when they get to be maybe a little on the heavy side or very long, the constant pulling of the hair on the scalp can cause, thinning hair, if you will, just outright, we need to just say it. So just something to think about as we continue to explore ways to prevent this and prevent damaged hair and thinning hair and all of that. And that's why I wanted to create this foundation, Blue and Michael Hopkins. I wanted to kind of pull something together for everybody in our community. And I think this is the way to do that. So we'll get more into that throughout the morning here on the show. So real good stuff. All right. So listen, I want to take a little bit of a music break. Now, I do want to say this, maybe a little bit of a music break, a little bit of a break. Coming up in the next half hour, you know, we have a spotlight hour between 8 and 9. Now, this morning, we've got Vet Talk Radio Show. We're going to talk to Michael about what to expect at about 8:30 Eastern. And then right before that, so coming up in about 15, 20 minutes, between 8 and 8:30, we've got an incredible fellow who makes his return to the broadcast. You don't want to miss it. He'll be with us between 8 and 8:10 this morning. So please do not go anywhere. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. All right. Okay. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Show the sideways, make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Show the sideways, make it in the air. Make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Hold up, not my footer. I'm spinning my footer. Footer, yeah.
shoulders moving. Drive, make it in the air.
It's our show number 743. I'm Kerry Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. The time is about 7:50 a.m. Eastern. Again, as we move towards about 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock for the folks out in Central Time Zone. Here's Michael Hopkins joining us from Spotsylvania, VA, and from down in Jacksonville, Florida, the Queen of Candles, of course, Blue from Divine Energy Candles. Luxury candles, we're going to say. We're happy to have her with us, as usual, mid-show. So both of you guys, welcome. And to all the fans everywhere, we got to acknowledge our fans and the sponsors and Upskill Magazine Radio and all the folks who join us in streaming every day. It's great to have you guys with us. So, well, right before the break, I wanted to kind of ask you guys, first, Blue, just I had a quick question. Now, do you do gift orders, by the way? I wanted to find out on the candles. Gift orders. So, you know, do you process gift orders? Do you get gift orders? Like, can people order, when they order the candles, if they want the candle to go to a friend or, you know, someone else, not themselves, do you do those kinds of orders?
Yes. Yeah, I do custom orders. I do.
Okay.
A lot of people like to send gifts, and they'll pay for an order, but they'll have it shipped somewhere else.
Exactly. That's what I mean. They don't want the person to know that it was perhaps, you know, they want it to be a gift. They want it to be a surprise. And so they don't want them to, the receipt in there.
Exactly. No invoices are in gift boxes, correct.
Right, exactly. Okay, that's what I was trying to drive at. Again, you know, every day we have Blue here who breaks down the candle talk with her scent of the day. And we're loving it today. Scent Angel Wings,
Angel Wings.
All right. And real happy about that. Okay. So listen, moving on, I have to check in with Hopper Hopkins, Michael, the host of Vet Talk Radio Show, coming up at about 8:30 this morning. Michael, you, the whole conversation, I think it's, you're still on the burn pit, kind of, you're bringing everybody up to speed. What do you want to talk about this morning? What will you talk about on the Vet Talk Radio Show at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30?
Oh, okay. Okay, Kerry. Well, we're going to be talking about the PACT Act. And basically, it was signed by the president. It's one of the most comprehensive bills that's going to benefit veterans. It has come along, and it's about the biggest thing that has happened to veterans and benefits and getting the health care that we need as veterans due to burn pits, it's the toxics. There are so many things that veterans over the last, few wars that we've had. I'll just say it that way. From Vietnam up until recently, Iraq, Afghanistan, there have been different types of burn pits. And what a burn pit is, for those of our fans and don't know, it's basically a big hole in the ground. You fill it up with a bunch of junk, things you don't want, and you set it on fire. You use mogas, or that's like a high test gas, or diesel, or any kind of accelerant, and you set it on fire. And what has happened, there were all kinds of toxic materials in there, metals, dead animals, all kinds of things that were in these burn pits. Unfortunately, wow, and regrettably, all of that stuff got into the lungs of our servicemen and women. Years later.
So now how does this tie into the legislation? Because that's what you're going to talk about, right, on that.
Right, that's
today.
What we're going to talk about. It took many years, and the legislation is going to cover things such as health care for veterans that have these illnesses from the toxic waste that they breathed in. The VA is going to pay more attention, more than they ever have with this. There's also have been several.
We're going to have everybody just tune in at 8:30.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have them come behind 8:30.
We're not going to give the ultra. We want you to tune in, so stay tuned right here. Michael, we're going to tease it. We want you guys to join us between 8:30 mm-hmm. and 9 this morning for a brand new – Michael, I think it's like your show number 42 or so right here of Vet Talk Radio Show. You're kind of pulling a – getting a little bit out there with all the show numbers. So
Yes. Yeah. And it is just –
been over a year. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been over a year. It's been a fantastic ride.
Yes.
And I'm just looking forward to just keeping it moving.
Me too. Now, if you guys are just kind of tuning in, we're live. It's Tuesday morning, August 16th of 2022, a little before 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, coming up in just a few minutes, we have a special spotlight guest who returns to the broadcast. It's been about, it's been at least a year. It's been a while since he's been on. We'll get him on in just a few minutes. Also want to say thank you again to everybody. Blue is with us. Down in Jacksonville, Florida, you know she's the queen of candles with Divine Energy Candles. Michael Hopkins, the host of Vet Talk Radio Show, you just heard on what's coming up at about 8:30. And I want to say thank you to everybody for all the incredible birthday wishes from Friday's broadcast. It was just awesome. Today's our first live day back, as you guys know, on Tuesday morning. So it was just wonderful. I had an incredible time out that you're going to hear a little bit more about in just a few minutes. And just doing some great stuff. We'll talk a little bit about it in just a few. And Michael, then we're sending you off to get prepared for your 8:30 show today on the Vet Talk Radio Show. So really good stuff. And just happy to have everybody with us. That's all I can say every day here on the show. I'll talk a little bit about therapy, too. What, did you want to jump in, Michael, or was that Blue? Did you guys want to jump in?
Oh, I just was saying thank you for having us.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, you know what? It's really an honor. It is, because we get up every day. We do the show. We do it for our fans. We want everybody to have a shared positive experience. And I noticed what works for me. And, Blue, remember we talked about regimens each day. Michael, I think you were part of those conversations. And that's just reminding everybody to start your day with positive affirmation. I think if you can get up and do a regimen, a routine, exercise, prayer for those who are into that, which I'm hoping you have some higher power that you give thanks to. And or the universe for that much. And just do something with excellence each day. And that's just to be grateful. And I think that's what we do here on the show. We try to have a shared live experience. And that's what I did for Friday's show when it was my birthday. Folks said, well, Carrie, you're going to do the radio show on your birthday? Absolutely.
Absolutely. I couldn't think of a better way to spend my birthday than with the fans of the broadcast and our colleagues and the business. And it was just the warmest way to kick the day off. So that's what this is all about. And we come together, we talk about some of the things in the news sometimes. We talk about some of the hair and beauty tips. We talk about some of the entrepreneurial things that you guys are doing. And that's what this is all about. And so I'm real happy. Does that make sense, guys?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
It's about sharing. Yeah, it's about sharing. I think that morning that certain, you know, I just want to say, like, it just reminds me, even my own pet, like Peppy the dog, gets up just so happy every morning. And I really observed that, and I said, my goodness, if we can just express that every day and hold on to that as long as we can, each day, and just let that propel us forward, then we can create a remarkable experience. And that's what I share right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I try to guard my mornings. I really do. So, okay, listen, we have been talking about this and getting on this incredible guest who is really, it's just a couple minutes, but he catches us up what he's been up to in recent days. And we've been kind of killing it with Miss Beyonce this morning. And got a little bit more Beyonce. And then we're going to get on our return guest, Beyonce's latest. Stay with us.
I'm about to go. Take off the show. Sit in my seat. I'm about to make the show.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I am actually out and about in New York City on this very, very special occasion that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Today, we are welcoming back to the show a gentleman who is friends with just about everybody in show business. He knows them all, and you guys know him. We're talking about Mr. Lon L. Williams. I know, first of all, welcome back to the Hit Radio Morning Show.
Sorry, it's a pleasure to be back. I really shouldn't be eating this early in the morning,
no.
right?
No. No, that's right. It's 6 in the morning. Yeah, no, it's very early, but that's okay. Yeah, it's early, but that's okay. We're out and about.
Always a pleasure to be back, and when I'm in New York, I love getting the opportunity to catch up with you and hang out. It's always a blast. So,
listen, the last time you were on the show, okay, it was a while ago, but I remember this because you were actually talking about you had a special meeting, we're going to say, with some big stars. I remember you were out with Jay Leno. I remember you were out with John Travolta. Now, you had a very special talk with John. What do you think he would be saying in that we just recently lost Miss Olivia Newton-John?
He did a very beautiful post on social media. I don't know if you saw it or not. If you haven't, you really should. I mean, it was very heartfelt. He's just a great guy. And it's interesting because when I was with him, he and Jay Leno, we were filming a show on a private jet where we were flying from Burbank to his house in Florida.
Right.
So we got to land on this private runway and go to his house. It was absolutely amazing. And his wife was still alive at that time. And they were just so hospitable and so wonderful. And then shortly after that, he lost his wife.
Right.
To Kelly Preston to cancer. And then now Olivia Newton-John. So, you know, it hits home for him, but he's always, I tell him when I'm around him, I say, you know, you're the coolest guy in the universe. And so, but because he's always just so warm and genuine and heartfelt, he is like, if you need somebody in your corner, you want John Travolta, because he's just by humanity at its highest.
Well, listen, thank you for sharing a moment. We know how much you enjoyed your experiences and your time with John. And just want to say thank you while we're out and about. It's always, what you're hearing is New York City, folks. And we are so appreciative for that. We're actually kind of enjoying ourselves out here. And this is Mr. Lonell's first trip back to New York in a while. And we've placed an order for quite a bit of comida. And we've got more to ask him about right here. So hold it, Lonell. Before we let you go this morning, we want to also just take a moment. You are always connected with everybody who's anybody. You were in New York City. You actually were at GMA. Talk to us about that, because why were you at GMA? We're going to just put it on out there.
I went there too because, Megan Thee Stallion was going to be there. So it's so funny because, you know, they do this summer concert series every Friday. And so at the beginning of the summer, or whenever spring, whenever they release the list of the bookings, I go on and see if there's one that I want to attend, and then I immediately hit up my contact, right?
And now he's got friends at GMA.
Yeah, so shout out to Daneska and Cameron. They always take great care of me, VIP hookup, everything, you know. There's no waiting in line, all that stuff. But that's what I came to New York for. And then I ended up extending my trip and then seeing all of these fabulous shows. And then getting a chance to catch up with you. So it's been wonderful.
Thank you, LW. Now, everybody knows you're great friends with the one and only Miss Oprah Winfrey. So we've got to ask you, what is Oprah up to these days?
Oprah is still very busy. She works every day. But she's really doing a lot more on her own platforms through her magazine, a digital magazine, she's producing also the Color Purple film, the musical.
Right.
They just finished rapping, and she was down in Atlanta for that. She's always got something up in the pipeline. And she's got a couple other movie projects that she's producing as well. She stays busy. She's booked and busy. Whether you see her, whether she's like on a mainstream platform or doing her own thing behind the scenes, just trust and believe she's still like a conduit to changing the world.
Well, listen, we just love catching up with you and the idea of living vicariously through you and all these folks. Lonel, thank you so much. And what's next for you?
I'm back to traveling, so that part is a wonderful thing, and really just trying to finalize my story. So, you know, people have been asking me about that for so long, so I'm getting closer.
And I hope I'm a part of that story.
Be careful what you wish for.
This is true.
We go back a long way, so you might want to rephrase that.
We'll be editing this part out. Now, I just have to say thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure. Thank you.
Right. What's that from 3LWTV? Stand in
your light.
On that note, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, we're back live. It is again Tuesday morning. It's August 16th of 2022, and we've been chatting with Michael Hopkins. Michael, you just heard that was the return of Mr. Lonel Williams to the broadcast. It's been a long time. We had a chance to hang out, and as you just heard, was just a fantastic event all by itself. And so this weekend was still celebrating. And are you like me, Michael, where your birthday, you're still celebrating, it just goes on and on and on for the rest of the whole month?
Oh, yeah, like we used to say, on and on to the break of dawn.
Now, you know you got to go back for that when you searched for that, Michael Hopkins.
Way back.
Time machine, okay. Well, listen, that was just one of the interviews. I also had a chance to take in the play called Patience. And while I was there, I had a chance to meet an incredible person. She's a school teacher. And we're going to shout out Taisha this morning. I just really, really liked her energy and just a wonderful young lady. So here, take a listen. We'll talk. It's only a few minutes, and we'll get into a little bit more before it's time for Vet Talk Radio Show. So, Michael, this is Taisha, and take a listen. We'll talk.
Okay, I'm actually out and about, you know, and courtesy and shout out to Mr. Lonel Williams for making all of this happen right here for me in New York City for my big celebration, I should say. Now, we came out to see this wonderful new play called Patience, which was at the Second Stage Theater in Manhattan, so in New York City. Very, very impressive play. And while I'm there, I should say I met an incredible theater goer. I'm going to have her to introduce herself. Tell everybody who you are. This is your first time on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes, this is my first time, but I have to say shout out to all my fellow teachers out there who are getting ready or already started this new school year. And
well, first of all, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Taisha, Miss T, and I'm originally from Massachusetts, but I've been living in Brooklyn for just almost 8 years now.
My fellow Brooklynite. Okay, that sounds just awesome. So listen, I've got to ask you, what did you think of the play Patience?
I thought it was incredible. I read up a little bit about it, saw that it was at Second Stage, saw a tremendous play by Young Jean Lee right before the pandemic. We're going to die, and so I really wanted to get back to Second Stage now. And I think it was just, as I said, I'm a teacher, and I've been trying to find ways to promote excellence regardless of color.
Right.
And understand how different people, again, regardless of color, regardless of gender, regardless of presentation,
right,
deal with being excellent at something and then realizing it's not what we love. It's not actually what's fulfilling. It's what we really need are people. What we really need is to figure ourselves out and time for self-reflection and time for growth. And, like, what to do when you've been told being great at something is what you're supposed to be. Like, what do you do when you were great at something and then you were like, oh, wait.
All right.
How come I ain't happy still? What up?
I'm
what up with that?
So. Aisha, wow. I love this. You must do radio on the side.
It's on the list. It's on
okay,
the list. So you're really making my night in so many ways.
Likewise. Likewise. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, two thumbs up for patience. Okay. Now, it's at the McGinn Gazelle Theater.
Yeah. Second Stage Uptown.
Second Stage Uptown. Okay. 20th anniversary Uptown season. We love it. Awesome. Please Google it. Go to myhairradio.com page, our online community, everything. We will put you in touch with these folks. You've got to see patients. And thank you so much. Okay, Aisha, thank you. Nice to talk with you. Enjoy your time in New York.
Thank you.
Well, you live here now, so
yes,
you're in Brooklyn.
To.
Okay.
I will keep enjoying myself.
Okay, good. All right, we'll be right back, everybody. Thank you.
Sorry, sir, you want, like, answer.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the weather go, and it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
But it takes two hearts to cook in to make a fire grow. And baby, you've got what it takes.
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
Tell me about it. Because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you. It takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true.
What it takes, somebody special to make me say I do.
Oh, yeah.
And baby, hey, you got what it takes.
Because it, yeah,
takes more,
oh yeah,
than
go ahead,
to get out of
I like your plan.
To stay away from you.
I can't stay away, come on, let's
it takes more than a lifetime, Daddy,
yeah,
to prove that I'll be true, not you.
But it takes somebody special,
like me, baby,
make me say I do.
And baby,
you've got what it takes.
Say it again.
Right, come on, let's do it one more time. All right.
All right, you got what it takes. That is a true throwback. It's Tuesday, August 16th of 2022. Michael Hopkins, did we surprise you with that one? That was the incredible Brooke Benton with Dinah Washington, and one of the greatest female vocalists of all time, in my opinion. And I love the song. What about you, Michael? Did that were you just surprised to hear? And baby, you got what it takes right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, Carrie, that took me back to about the early 60s, somewhere between 1960, 63-ish.
I don't know. I think it might have been even earlier than that.
Wow. Yeah, I was just listening to
it out there. Yeah.
Just listening to the guitar, the guitar,
yeah,
and the bass line.
Yeah.
That was
and
the
I
time. That was
Brooke
music.
Benson. My mom used to play him all the time. Yeah.
Very distinctive
remember
voice.
Rainy Night in Georgia, by the way.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
One of my
very
favorites.
Distinctive. Very distinctive voice. And it was just a time and an era in this country that so much great music came through.
Yeah.
There's so many fantastic
up now.
Artists. Well, there's some artists out there. Yeah.
You're right. We're going to be very positive this morning and every day. Great job, Michael. Listen, we're sending you off, Michael Hopkins. You'll be up coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here with an all-new edition of the Talk Radio Show. And we are just so excited. Michael, great job today. I know you guys are having Nicole Marie on with you, so definitely stay tuned. And I'm real happy about that. So we've got a lot more talk to get into today. And just want to remind everybody to tune in all this week. We're live from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. For all new hair radio morning shows. We've got some great guests that and some surprises. Believe me, you'll be surprised on some of the folks joining us this week. I'm very, very excited. We've also been playing some great music, as you just heard. We had to play tough and some great classic, and I do mean classic song. We kicked off the entire show with Mariah Carey this morning and Make It Happen, one of my personal favorites as well. And One Temptation with Mika Paris, just lots of good stuff. We've just been kind of hanging out here. Want to shout out Miss Millie over at Upscale Magazine. Just want to say hi and good morning. And remind folks, the new magazine is out everywhere. It's upscalemagazine.com. Take a listen, go over and stream with us at upscalemagazineradio.com. I think you guys are going to enjoy that. And I think you'll enjoy that. Listen, I want to bring on this classic piece for just a quick second. We'll let it play out a little bit. It is an early interview done with Alicia. I remember working on her magazine way back in the day, and that's where I had a chance to be at the same event for the magazine of Miss Wendy Williams. And we talked about Montel Williams, the talk show host. We talked about him earlier today. So here's that conversation with Alicia. And then right after that, all new with that talk radio show. So stay with us.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. I've got a very special guest on the line with us, Miss Alicia Marie Rivers of Jolie Magazine.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fine, Alicia. Welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to jump right on in. Let's tell the folks about Jolie Magazine.
Well, Jolie Magazine is a beauty and wellness magazine for women of color. We have as our editor-at-large, Vivica Fox, and what we basically cater to is women and encourage them to feel pretty and to live pretty, which is our tagline.
Okay. Now, how did this all come about? Well, first of all, I mean, there's so many questions I want to ask you, but how did the idea of Jolie Magazine really come about?
Well, Carrie, when I was 16, I've always had this dream of having my own magazine. And I've worked at different magazines throughout the years, and I said, you know what, there's no magazine out there that really targets us from a beauty perspective. So I said, one day I want to start my own magazine. So I got together with my partner, Rachel Breton, and we created Jolie.
Which is one of those magazines that, every single woman of color must have.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's not just about what cosmetics you should be using for a particular season, but it's also encouraging women to, like I said before, live pretty and be happy with who they are no matter what they look like in terms of complexion, size, but really just embrace their natural beauty.
Now, I want to talk about Miss Vivica A. Fox. How on earth did you get Vivica to take part in a project like this? I had never known her to be so closely tied to any kind of a publication. So how did all that come about?
Well, Rachel and I were thinking about the magazine. I said to her that we need someone that people can easily relate to, kind of like, you know, a best girlfriend or someone that has a great sense of humor, and Vivica was at the top of the list. Contacted her publicist, had a meeting, presented Vivica with our whole idea as well as a comp of the magazine, and she loved it, said, listen, I'm on board with you guys.
Well, I have to tell you something. First of all, I'm just blown over, and I'm sure our listeners out there, the ones who've already picked up some of the copies, let's tell our listeners out there, Alicia, how often does the magazine come out, and how might they be able to get a copy of Jolie magazine?
It's bi-monthly. It comes out every other month, and they can pick it up at Barnes & Noble, Kroger, 7-Eleven, Rite Aid, as well as independent, depending on where they are, independent gas stations, places like that, as well as B. Dalton.
Now, how about the website?
The website, JolieLivePretty.com.
Terrific. Now, I'm terrific to have you with us on the Hair Radio Show. For those of you, again, who've just logged in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line is Ms. Alicia Rivers of Jolie Magazine.
Thank you, Carrie.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, let's talk about some of your experience. I mean, of course, being the editor-in-chief, you have worked with some of the top magazines, I know, in the past. And it's really interesting when I kind of review your information, because I'm looking at someone who was kind of creating and trailblazing a role in terms of being a woman of color at magazines that were historically, you know, pretty much across the board, not necessarily, you know, relating to one particular ethnicity. Uh-huh. So it was thrilling to see someone kind of like really trailblazing, you know, that type of role in with the magazines.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, I'm really proud of my achievements thus far. There was one magazine that I worked for called 101 Hairstyles, which was a non-ethnic magazine, and I was the first black woman to head that particular publication.
Wow.
So I'm very proud of myself for that. And previously to that, I was with a magazine called Black Elegance.
Right, BE, yes, of course.
Where I was the beauty editor for maybe a few 5 years, I believe it was.
Right.
And that was a great experience.
So you have really... I want to say paid your dues, but you've cut your teeth. As they say, you've cut your teeth very well.
I have. And like I said, I always said to myself, you know, we need something out there that's fun and not necessarily dictating what you should look like, but telling you, listen, embrace your beauty, have fun. You know, live your life through pleasure, enjoy who you are and what you look like, and that's what Jolie is all about.
Well, terrifically said. Now, I love that, that I think there was a line that I thought was just terrifically stated on your site as well. Now, there's something I want to ask you about. I saw you, I believe, on the Montel Williams show.
Yes.
And I think you were also with Vivica Fox, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I was.
Now, tell us about that. And tell us, it seems like your foray, you're definitely getting more into television and some of the other aspects that are out there. Tell us about all of that and what was that experience like?
Oh, my God, it was great. Montel is just fantastic. His producer, Antoinette, is fantastic as well. We partnered with him and did a makeover show for women. And it was just phenomenal just to see the befores and afters and how gracious these women were. And Vivica was just great to fly in and participate in the show.
Yeah, it was just an outstanding, and it was a great surprise, too. It was really a terrific, well-done show.
Thank you.
So do you see yourself developing more in that area as well?
I do. I've started to get offers to do more television, just to make a guest appearance. And that's something that I've thought about, but I've been so busy just in terms of creating the magazine and doing things here and there that television has always been in the back of my mind.
Well, you have got a great magazine out there, and it is on the stands, and it's, as you had mentioned, in all those wonderful locations. We just want to remind the folks, again, we want them to check out, we want you guys out there to check out the website,
www.joliejoliepretty.com, as well as you can pick up the magazine at Barnes & Noble, B. Dalton, Kroger, Safeway, Giant, Rite Aid, 7-Eleven, as well as on the website.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything that's coming up? Could you give us just a sneak peek at perhaps what's coming up in an upcoming issue or two?
Well, our next issue hits newsstands May 2nd, which is our fourth issue, our summer issue.
Congratulations.
Now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Terry Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right. It's time for today's episode of the all-new Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael Hopkins, good morning to you from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. I'm Carrie Hines out of New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. Good morning.
Yes, and good morning. And to all the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show, we're always excited and we salute our amazing veterans. We thank them for their service and to their families. So today, Michael Hopkins, what's on tap?
Today we're going to be talking about one of the most comprehensive bills that President Biden signed, and it's the PACT Act. And
yes,
it's so much to it, I'm going to do the best I can to just talk about it.
Absolutely. This is huge. And this just was recently signed. We're going to just go ahead and put that on out there. But
right,
this is really, it's comprehensive because it's connected to a lot of different things. And there was some some politicizing a little bit that kind of had it stalled and had already passed and all of that. And then something that should, I'm sure every veteran is so obvious. And even to folks like us, like myself, you're a veteran, of course, for someone who, like me, who is not looking from the outside, this was much very obvious to anybody, really. So we
right,
really and figure out why,
right,
you know,
you're absolutely
the
right,
veterans such a big fight.
Right.
So
it was obvious. It's obvious about burn pits, and, I mean, it just... You know, Carrie, it's there's not even words to say. Burn pits are nothing new. Everybody thinks, most of the American public think burn pits is something new. There have been burn pits since there have been people fighting wars. It's just recently the burn pits have become an issue. It's been in the limelight because of the media and because of a lot of us as veterans led the charge. During the Vietnam War, they were burn pits, and people suffered.
Well, Michael, you know what? How about if we take a moment? Let's give some background. This has been reported by USA Today just recently, and it says that Biden, now again, he signed the PACT Act into law, which extended benefits for roughly 3.5 million veterans. It's a lot. 3.5 million veterans exposed to the toxic burn pits that you talk about. So this is what they reported, that President Joe Biden signed the PACT Act, which stands for Promise to Address Comprehensive Topics. Okay, again, it's Promise to Address Comprehensive Topics. And it says this was, of course, just recently, again, expanding health care benefits for veterans who were exposed, as Michael said, to the toxic burn pits. Now, this is what they're saying. This is the most significant law our nation has ever passed to help millions of veterans who were exposed to toxic substances during their military service. And that's what President Biden said before signing this bill. So now, what exactly are the burn pits and what do they do? Now, this is what they say, Michael, officially,
right,
that these are open-air trash sites that dispose of military waste through burning, and really had exposed, as we mentioned, about 3.5 million veterans to these toxic chemicals that could result in respiratory illness or various forms of cancer, according to the Department of Defense, the DOD. And it says veterans have been denied disability benefits and medical care because their lack of concrete evidence directly linking burn pits with illness. Now, this is where we jumped in, Michael, because it's hard for me to even just to say these things without, feeling a certain way. What do you say when you hear this, Michael Hopkins?
Wow, Carrie. When I hear what they're saying about burn pits, and it just sounds like it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal. The things that they threw in burn pits. Who knows? Who knows, Carrie Hines? they could have thrown dead animals in burn pits. They could have thrown all kinds of chemicals, all kinds of things, carcinogens. Who knows? And this has been over a long period of time. And don't forget, during parts of the war or the wars that were going on in Southwest Asia, there were oil refineries that were set on fire. Some of those rigs were set on fire. That's part of the toxic problem, too. A lot of guys breathed in a lot of that stuff. It was thick. Some of them were on fire for 6, 7, 8 months. Can you imagine breathing in toxic air for 7 or 8 months of your life?
Well,
can you imagine what that's like?
I in this case, I'll say that for everybody's understanding, of course, at the time, you've got to remember this, folks. You're there, it's the fire's going, you're not thinking that, in especially these are young men and women, you're not thinking that, you know, in 15 years, in 20 years, in 25 years, you're not thinking down the road. This is where the folks in charge of dispensing the military to wherever they're going and sending them out to duty must be the wiser for me. That's my belief. Now, one of your most vocal supporters who agree with you, Michael Hopkins, John Stewart, the comedian and former host of the show.
He certainly was a vocal.
Yes, very vocal about this whole issue, and he's been supporting the veterans. He's put his money where his mouth is, literally. One of the things he said is that, and this is something that I agree with, again, we all owe a debt of gratitude to veterans, and it's time we're paying it off. I don't know what else to say. So this is something, Michael, have you been able to talk with the other veterans about the burn pits? How do they feel, and what have they said about this legislation?
Oh, yeah, yes. Like, I go to a lot of my veterans groups, and a lot of the guys, they're yaying on the legislation that has been passed, but they're still suffering from this. So, and they see that, yes, it's great. They're going to be able to do certain things with veterans because what's going to happen, every veteran is supposed to be tested. That's in the rules. That's in it. We're supposed to be tested for a lot of these toxic things. Unfortunately, Carrie, for some veterans, it's too little, too late. There's a lot of the veterans. They're either, I'm not trying to be morbid, but it's just reality. Some of these guys are suffering so bad from respiratory issues, brain cancers, reproductive cancers. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And a lot of those guys are just they're disgruntled. And you can't blame them, Kerry.
No, of course not. To see folks hacking and stuff like that, this is very painful. And then to have folks kind of who didn't even, I mean, they really have no real connection to, in all likelihood, of people who actually served and were in the service. And they're kind of, by and large, these quite a few lawmakers making these kinds of decisions. And it's really kind of, it's disheartening. You know, I just have a hard time with it. As most folks watching this on the news, you know, have watching it unfold, and then they politicized it quite a bit and turned it into a football for a little bit. So the fact that it's finally passed and it's something that it should have passed, it should not even been so much even a challenge.
It shouldn't have been an issue.
Exactly. Shouldn't have been pushed so much pushback is my thing.
Right.
So, Michael, can you... Yeah, so what are the veterans now feeling? You know, are they relieved? Are they, you know, and have we started to see, has the military started to write this in started, you know, putting things together that will aid in the health of these folks?
What's about to happen, Carrie, because it's going to go in like, I don't know if the word is sections, but it's going to be implemented, but there are time frames that are going to be going on now for certain things. Like if you have this type of cancer, it's this time frame. If you have something else, it's this time frame. So it's still going to be some issues until they iron it out, till the VA irons it out so that it's a smooth transition. There's still going to be some issues, unfortunately.
It sounds like it. Yeah, and I was just thinking as you were saying it, if they seem to me to address the things in a timely fashion, just maybe things won't get so spiraling out. it's just worse things when things seem to be kind of sidetracked, subverted, shoved under the proverbial rug, as it seems, or just not paying any attention. I don't get it, but, you know, here's this thing, and the veterans have been, and it's not just this, it's always something. You've got to always fight, you know.
Always.
This is something. Yeah, I'm glad.
Always,
Carrie
Hines, it's a fight when you're a veteran. It's a dog fight. You have to. It used to be just for before this passed. Unfortunately, you as the individual veteran had to show that the toxics, the things you breathed in, were service connected.
Right. How on earth can you?
Right.
I mean,
how do you do that?
It's nearly impossible. I think it is impossible to almost
right.
prove that.
Pretty much, because who knew?
And to actually have somebody say, oh, well, you kind of have to prove that to us. I mean,
yeah. It is so unnerving, Carrie. It is so unnerving when you have a lot of your veteran brothers and sisters, and they have these illnesses, these disabilities, and they were caused by what they were exposed to.
Yeah.
It's just like we all talk about Agent Orange and the effect.
Right.
And there
were
others. It was blue. There was white. And still, after 50-plus years, the people that manufactured these things still haven't really said, we kind of did that.
I think that it's always that folks, I think it has a lot to do politically. I think it has a lot to do, you know, from, you know, standards where if they acknowledge the acknowledgement, sadly, the way a lot of folks who stand to gain or lose, you know, acknowledgement can mean that they're on the hook for things, wherever they are in this process. And so it makes it really difficult for, I think, people who should come forward to come forward. But to me, if you're saying and doing the right thing, you shouldn't be reluctant to do so. And for the veterans who, again, we owe, like John Stewart said, we're in debt to, I don't know how there's even a discussion, you know, that it would be warranted or needed to have these kinds of discussions. So,
right.
I don't know. It's just tough to say.
Yeah.
So now, go ahead, Michael. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I'm saying it's just, you know, I've been reading through this stuff, Carrie, and looking at it, and just in my – one of my veterans meetings, we were discussing this, and I was leading the meeting, and I especially talked to the Vietnam era veterans, because they're adding two presumptives to they already have 21, either 20 or 21 presumptives, things that they know. You were in Vietnam, you were exposed to chemicals. These are the type of issues you're going to have. And they added, of all things, which the guys have been wanting this for a long time, hypertension, i.e. high blood pressure. They finally added that one. That was part of all this bill that passed. It was hypertension, and then there's another one that they added that's a presumptive for Vietnam veterans. That the protein, if you have excessive protein in your body, and they know that that causes issues. It's been happening to a lot of Vietnam veterans, just like hypertension. And it, you know, it's something like you just said earlier. You would think some of these things are like real easy to figure out, and this should be real easy.
I think what it is, Michael, is that they are so what it appears to be, for especially for the untrained eye like myself, but when I see these things and hear about these things, it is such an obvious linkage that it seems like the folks might be really responsible for quite a bit. So that might become, in my personal opinion, a bit costly. So I'm thinking that's the only reason that folks might be reluctant to just say, of course, So I don't know, but I think by holding, you know, as you guys are doing, and with this show, with the Vet Talk Radio show, with people like John Stewart and what he's doing, and the media, because I think the media was important and instrumental in getting this PACT, underway, and bringing it to the attention, because then people, you know, they were kind of embarrassed to see, you know, not to have this go through. That's what it seemed to me. So I'm grateful for the media. In this case, this is what the media should do, and shine a light on these types of things. Now, Michael, we'll take a moment. I wanted to kind of, you know, at about this time, every broadcast, we have to just, you know, speaking of acknowledgement to the veterans and to thank the veterans, and I have to say to everybody, to all your fans who tune in, but especially the veterans who pay attention to what you're talking about each week on the show. And
100%.
It means a lot. And for their families, because, we found out over this time that you've been doing the Vet Talk Radio show, that many family members have been tuning in to get the good, so to speak, on what they can pass along to their veteran, family members who have been affected by these things and might not know where to go. They might not be aware of how to, you know, to follow up on claims that can help to change the lives that they're dealing with post active duty.
That is so true, Carrie. That is so true.
So I have to say thank you on behalf of everybody behind the scenes. We salute you. Now, Michael, I also wanted to take a moment to share that, and we're going to get one of your, we have a special guest joining us in just a moment. She comes to us. You know her well. We're going to make it a nice big surprise in just a moment. I want to make sure that you guys are aware that you, Michael Hopkins, and all the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show, now you have an online space, and we say it's a Hair Radio online community. You guys know we're on the Hair Radio Network. And it's wonderful because it's a forum that you get to put discussions. Remember, I think you even talked about it recently. You have a forum for the veterans to watch. You can do everything. You can watch videos that you post there. You can read articles. You're always posting something there for your fans to go to check out. They can easily go to www.hrmember.com. If you are a member, then you'll see all the other members' pictures pop up. If you're not, you'll be asked to sign up. You can sign up for a new account. Again, that's HRMember, without an S at the end, .com. And there, sign up. Just go to you can do so by clicking on the forum tab, or you could do so by just going to click on the member tab, either or, and as a veteran, sign up. And while you're there, we have the gift shop. pick up a mug or T-shirt, the I Love the Vet Talk Radio Show mug and T-shirt and all that wonderful good stuff, which you have, Michael, as well.
I most certainly do, and I love my mug.
Yes, I think this is just fantastic.
They're just beautiful.
Now,
they really are.
They're
just so beautiful. It's so beautiful, Carrie. I haven't drank anything out of it. Coffee, tea, soda, juice, nothing. I just look at it. It's just such a beautiful mug. And I am quite sure the fans out there, they'll enjoy it. As you said, going to our website, going to and looking at the things that we have and ordering things.
Exactly.
It's just a tribute to me. It's a tribute to the veterans.
Exactly. I totally agree. And thank you for that, Michael Hopkins. And we are constantly adding items to the store. We got some other things that we'll be talking about in the weeks come. And I'm real excited. I really am. So now I have to say, Michael, is there anything else that you want to add to? And then we are going to roll out our surprise guest today. But is there anything that you want to add to this discussion this morning? Again, it's really the PACT Act, which we are really quite pleased about. We are pleased that it finally passed and that it was signed
by the president on the 10th.
Yeah,
of
so
this
just
month.
Recently.
Now, what I wanted to say, Ken, it's going to be a long road with this. It's going to be a very long road. It's still going to be years of catch up and years of getting the comprehensive health care that the veterans need due to this. One of the good things is family members are also going to be able to take advantage of this.
How so, Michael? How are they?
Basically, if you have a family member, say that is deceased because of being in the Gulf War era, or being in that Southwest Asia era, and they died from some of these issues, they're going to be allowed to file a claim. And that's just going to
Will you keep everybody informed right here on the Vet Talk Radio Show?
Of
this, Michael, this is where you need to really, you've got to stay on top of this for all the veterans, as you do.
Most definitely.
You don't have to remind Michael Hopkins. Now, listen, I want to bring to the line, here's our surprise participant this morning, who she's been listening. You guys remember her so very fondly right here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. She's one of the producers behind the scenes. And we are talking about the one and only. She's now my co-host over on the Hair Radio Morning Show, the one and only Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie and
good
Michael
morning.
And all the Vet Talk Radio Show fans. Good morning.
Yes. GM, good morning to you. Now, you have been listening.
I definitely have been listening.
Yes.
Well, first
would
I would
like
to say that I am very happy that the PACT Act has been signed. But I'm very disheartened listening to this, because there have been so many veterans and families affected by these burn pits and now have health issues and so forth. And it's just so disheartening that these service members have fought for our country proudly, men and women who have, for our country, and then now are having to deal with all of these issues. And like Michael said, it's still, you know, legislation has been passed, things are moving forward, but it's still going to be a long road for, you know, for this to just continue and them to receive their benefits and their families to receive benefits and so forth.
Yes, it is very tough. And then you wonder, can these individuals hang on? Can they hang on? Because
this has been going on for years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very tough thing. It's a very tough thing. And if you guys have seen people dealing with things like that, not a happy day. So we're relieved. That's it.
Yes,
has,
we are.
We're
moving
sorry
forward.
That it took so long. We're moving forward, but we need to pick up the pace. Okay.
Yes.
Folks out there, we've
got
to pick up the
pace.
We've
delayed it for too long.
The pressure on. Absolutely.
And Michael,
so,
thank you so much for bringing this information.
Exactly.
And educating.
Michael.
Educating us.
Exactly. Good
welcome,
job.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good job. So now, Michael Hopkins, what's next for the Vet Talk radio show and this whole burn pit? As you said, you'll kind of keep your eye on things, but what else can you share with everybody before we sign off this week?
With the burn pits and the toxic exposures, the sad part about it is all the different cancers that have come about.
Like
it's just there's over 20 different things that are just cancerous. That's
right.
Just unbelievable. And so many people, you know, sorry to say, the president's son, Bo, was part of this. And I think that's what the president, he really understood this on a personal level. Like you were saying, Carrie, a lot of the politicians, they don't understand this on a personal level.
Yeah, exactly. So it seems. I think that that is, you know, I believe that, I mean, it, just on top of it, be it, if you have a, you know, if you got a good heart, you know, maybe you just don't know, you're not so close to what's going on, but it's, you know, let's start paying attention. Let's start paying attention, and especially to the veterans. It says so much about our country. To me, it speaks volumes, literally. So, Michael Hopkins, I'm always, and Nicole Marie, we so appreciate you. You guys can always keep up with Nicole Marie right through the Vet Talk Radio show each week and through the Hair Radio online community that we just told you about at HRMember.com and also by tuning in to the Hair Radio morning show. So, thank you, Nicole Marie. Out of Water Valley,
thank
Mississippi.
You.
Always fantastic to have you with us. Okay. And Michael, I just got to say, great job as always. So this is
thank
something
you.
That is close to our heart. And we're just, again, thanking all the veterans and everybody for being part of this episode. And Michael, what do you always say and tell the veterans each week on the show?
It's all about the vets. All about the vets.
All right. On that note, we'll see you back here next time. Make it an awesome day. Here's the outro.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.